Hey everyone, welcome to Thomas and the Bible, episode 42. Another late episode, sorry for that. I've been really busy lately, especially with this other podcast, but I will not stop doing this. I just am having trouble finding good time during the week, so... But I will not stop, even if the episodes are a little late, because I'm in it for the long haul. Not really much to say this time. The Bible still sucks. I keep waiting for it to take off, but it's really the most offensive thing possible in that it's mainly boring. I would love it if there was just like more controversial, at least exciting, but dogma, you know, like just any sort of substance, even if I don't agree with it. I would love that far more than just the boring reiteration and just all this repetition that's just, it's killing me. But anyway, so I find that more offensive than anything else. I'd rather it be terrible than just completely boring. So, we are on the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. A little stuffed up, but hopefully it won't sound too bad. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God, the Lord God of your fathers, giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Wow, Moses is ruthless. I don't think anyone would want to add to anything he said, but we're not even allowed to take out the 18 chapters on ark building, even though they already built the ark. Now that's all vital. Gotta leave it in. Gotta stay in there. Well, I guess that answers the question of why that part's still in there. You know, like, people are like, oh man, that ark building part is just agonizing, but why did Moses have to say that we can't add or diminish to it? Gosh, all right, leave it in there. Just hopefully people just skip it and don't ever look at it. You know, another thought about the whole, I know I talk about this from time to time, but about the whole not taking the Old Testament literally, you know, which most sort of newer progressive religious people say, like, oh, you don't, and they'll say it like it's obvious, like, no, well, you don't take the Old Testament literally. What are you, some sort of literalist? Like, you would actually read and listen to what it says? Idiot. No, but this, I think, is a good indication that Moses wasn't writing this expecting for no one to listen to, you know, expecting for it to be figurative. If he says, you need to do everything that I command you and do not add or subtract from it. Like, does it get any more explicit than that? I can't really think of a way, unless maybe he said, like, attention, all progressive religious people from the future. I do not mean this figuratively. That would maybe be, like, the one thing you could say that would be more direct. But second only to that is saying, do everything I command you and do not add or subtract from it. I think that's pretty, I'm going to reference that from now on whenever people are like, it's just figurative. Yeah, okay, it's figurative. Then what was the hell was Moses talking about? What, he wasn't talking to God then, if the result of that was just a, you know, BS figurative thing that's not, what value does this have figuratively? Anyway, your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor, which was, I think, one of the times that God killed a billion people for worshiping other gods or something. Just a refresher. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. Yeah, it's a good guess. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Huh, well, pretty sure I... it's like, I taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me. Well, okay, I'm pretty sure I taught you most of him, of what he commanded me, most of them. And I think I got most of it right. He speaks quickly. Okay, let me just put it this way, guys. I've given you just about as much of what he said that I could remember and that I, you know, wrote down correctly. But you must do these things. You must not add to or subtract from them. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Is this really what Moses thought? It almost gets sort of sad in a way. Like, yeah, we're all just standing around here just in awe of this civilization and how amazing they are, that talks to an invisible friend and murders people who work on a particular day. Like, we're all, wow, how righteous, righteous. Yeah, you're amazing, Moses. This is, that's pretty great. It's a great civilization you got there. We're just all in awe of your statutes. You know, like, when you stone people to death who work on Sunday. I am just in awe of that. Why didn't we think of that, all the other nations? Yeah, everybody else at the time. Holy shit, they just stoned someone for working on a Sunday. That is amazing. Oh, why did we not think of that? I am just in awe of them. Oh, man. Oh, wait, they're stealing people's land. They're just because their invisible friend told them to. They're just murdering everybody. Why did we not? Guys, where were you on that one? Come on. Ugh. Jeez, I am just in awe of them. Wow, they are so amazing. Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. I wonder, you know, once again, I would have been the person like, hey, Moses, do you mind if we can we just teach our sons, and then our sons can teach our sons' sons, or do we have to teach our sons' sons, like you just said? Is that, because I'm just, you know, I'm thinking, like, I don't know if we're going to, will we be alive long enough, you know, will we be up to it, might want to maybe take it easy in my later life. Also, just as far as the life expectancy thing goes, Moses, I don't know if you noticed, but being an Israelite is not exactly the most secure line of work. You know, like, I'm pretty sure we all have about an 80% chance of being burned to death on any given day, just by virtue of being an Israelite, because, you know, we're always, like, not doing stuff right and all that. So point is, Moses, can we just teach our sons and they'll teach their sons? Is that okay? Fine, yeah. No, fine, I'll teach my son's sons, that's fine, just check it. Especially the day thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire under the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. Huh. Little redundant there, Moses. Little repetitive. With darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. He's like, ah, that's good. I already wrote it. Someone pointed out, hey, Moses, you said darkness twice there. That's going to look a little silly. Oh, I did. Well, you know, I was kind of on a roll. I just didn't want to stop. I just kept writing, and now it's there. It's in my... to my book. Oh, you know what? I'd erase it, but I just commanded that we can't add to or subtract from. Oh, man, it's stuck there. Maybe that's why there's so much BS in the Bible. Like, right when you wrote it in, there was no take backsies. You had to just go with it because you couldn't, because Moses said you couldn't take from the word. That's probably it. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire, and ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice. And that could only be an all-powerful God, right? I mean, there's a voice, but we couldn't see anyone. That's God. That's all-powerful God that somehow, created the entire universe. That's only conclusion. Only possible conclusion. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. And the Lord commanded me at the time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. I love him repeating this. Like, you think of like a magician when they're like, now there is no... You know, I'm trying to think what's a trick people do. Like they're like waving their, like something's floating and they're putting their arm over the, like the person or whatever. They're like, there's no wires holding this person up. Therefore, this is a trick. You know, like, they're always emphasizing it a little more because that's probably either they're doing the trick some other way and they're trying to fake you out, or that's exactly how they're doing the trick, but they're like hiding it somehow. So yeah, no wires here. What's up? That reminds me of this. Like, or this reminds me of that. Moses is like, first he says, remember when you heard a voice, but there was no one there. There was no person the voice belonged to. And remember what he told you. And then a couple of verses later, he says, now take good heed. Like, take heed of what I'm saying, for there was nobody on that day. Like, there was just a voice. There was nobody here. It is just a voice. So make sure you listen to every bullshit commandment I just gave you. I just love the double emphasis there. Like, oh yeah, he's right. There wasn't. Do you remember seeing a person? No, it was just a voice. Crap. Oh, I guess we have to do all that stuff. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of any thing that creepeth on the ground. Okay, we get it. No likenesses. All right. Okay, we understand that, Moses. Thank you. That's just no likenesses, and that's cut it off there. And we're good. We get you. The likeness of any fish that is in the waters. Oh, you know what? You did need to say that, because when you said, if you would have just said any likeness, then I think most people would have said, like, wait, does that count fish, though? Can we make fish likenesses? I mean, he said no likenesses, but typically fish sort of don't count as likenesses. Just some weird fish law. So are we good on the fish likeness? Like, that's what would have happened if he hadn't, made the last, oh yes, and especially no fish likenesses, because I know how evil they are. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldst be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole. So this gives you sort of an idea of the kind of people we're dealing with here. Now, lest you get carried away with the fact that all these people worshipped God, this God, and followed Moses, lest you think that means anything. Moses right here, and I'm not exaggerating, he's having to warn the people, he's having to tell them multiple times on pain of death, look guys, I know you're want to do this, but don't start, when you see the sun and the moon and all that, don't start worshiping them, because I've seen you do it 100 times and God doesn't like people who have to be told not to just start worshiping inanimate objects, like non-living, non-person, people have to be told not to not to worship anything, really. I shouldn't even, don't even need to qualify it. Yeah, that's not exactly a skeptical people, I'll just say, you know. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day, except for the thousands he's burned to death. But notwithstanding, furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your steaks. Yes, for your steaks. They were so delicious. For your sakes, and swear that I should not go over Jordan, and that I should not go in unto the good land which the Lord thy God hath given thee for an inheritance. Yeah, so Moses is not allowed to go. And I'm wondering if this maybe, Moses is like, this has nothing to do with the fact that I'm nearly 150 and I'm probably going to die any day. Now, nothing to do with that. I cannot go to the land with you because the Lord hath forbidden me to. That's why. Not because I'm crapping myself and can't remember anybody's name. Has nothing to do with that. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan. But ye shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of any thing which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. And this is a good, you know, demonstration of his senility here, because he just keeps saying the same thing. Listen to what God told you. Don't make any likenesses of things, because they're just, we know those Israelites, that you leave them alone for 10 minutes, and they're going to start carving little statues and worshiping the sun and the moon. Like, that's how great of a people this is we're talking here. But Moses is just a broken record here don't remember what I told you. Remember the covenant and remember, like, just over and over. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, how do you beget children's children? And ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of any thing, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go not over. Wait. Whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall be utterly destroyed. Moses is really harping on all this. I think this is like Moses' farewell address, you know, and all he can say over and over. Don't make graven images, guys. I know you're going to do it. Look, we all want to make graven images. I know everybody does. Even I do in my, you know, in my weakest days, I want to just make graven images and worship them. But we just can't do that, okay, people? Come on. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you. And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Not really sure what he's talking about there. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation, even and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice, parentheses, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, added parentheses, except when he's destroying people with fire, and added parentheses, and real parentheses. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of the fathers, which swear unto them, which he swear unto them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or if there had been any herd living. It's cutting off again. Hold on. No. No, that's not going to work. Get out of that. This is so tiresome. Every time I say I'm going to find a new one, but I like this one, and I keep going back to it. So let's just, maybe I can just delay here. So, what's going on in your guys' lives? Yeah. That's cool. Oh, yeah, that's right. Whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Yeah, this covenant, he's saying. So basically, he's challenging the people. He's like, you need to listen to God, because have you ever heard of anything as awesome as this covenant we have here with God? It's just so... I defy you. Ask everyone in the entire world. Ask one side of heaven to the other if there's anything even close to this awesome. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire as thou hast heard and live? I don't know. Or hath God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did? Well, when you make it that specific, look, has anyone ever taken you out of a nation by signs and by wonders and by war? And they're like, yeah, no, people have done that. Oh, well, hold on. And by a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Well, now I can only think of maybe two. Well, I'm not done. And by great terrors. No, yeah, I can't think of any more. Ah, according to all that the Lord your God did. Unto thee it was shewed, that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon earth he shewed thee his great fire, and killed you with it. And thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And again, there was nobody here. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, after killing them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. It's going into, you know, paragraph 80 million, saying the same thing over and over. It's amazing how much Moses needs to sell this. Like, you'd think a people who had been, I say this all the time, you'd think a people who had been massacred by God and proven without a doubt of his existence a million times over wouldn't need all this reassurance about God that Moses keeps doing. Like, this entire book so far, Deuteronomy, is just Moses trying to make the people remember. It's just, it's really mind-numbing, too. It's just repetitive. To drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in and to give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, and that thy children, and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord hath given thee forever. Then Moses severed three cities on this side Jordan toward the sun rising, that the slayer might flee hither, which should kill his neighbor unawares, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer in the wilderness, in the plain country, of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan and Bashan of the Manassites. So now he's back to just summing up crap that has already happened, right when I think we're off the hook. he's just talking about the cities he set aside to be refuges. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the Lord, unto the children of Israel, after they came forth out of Egypt, on this side Jordan, in the valley over against Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt, and they possessed his land, and the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites from, what am I saying, which were on the side Jordan toward the sun rising, from Aroer, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Sion, not Zion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side Jordan eastward, even unto the sea of the plain, under the springs of Pisgah. Well, that was that chapter. It sort of was somewhat different for a minute, and then just went right back to being a turd, really. I'll just keep reading. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them. Oh my God, Moses is a broken freaking record. He just does not stop with the same, hear my something, hear God has told me, and learn them and do all this crap. It's like, enough, Moses. Even if there was a God, I'd be so annoyed by Moses. I'd be like, look, now I know want to do it. I would have followed him if you just told me like one, maybe two times. Oh, 80 times. All right, I don't know God would put me through this. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but even with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mountain out of the midst of the fire, and there was no body there, it was just a voice. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to shew you the word of the Lord, for ye were afraid by reason of the fire, and went not up into the mount, in parentheses, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the generation visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Well, we've lost Moses again. He's, like I said, he was doing new things for a minute and then just... You know, if I had all the time in the world, I would love to just do a calculation on how... Like, just take the first five books, Moses' books. Excuse me, sorry. And just delete everything that's a repetition. Just see how short you can make it while still maintaining everything that was said. Oh my gosh, I would love to do that. That would be the most fun. Oh, I bet you could get this thing down to like 20 pages. Really, it's so dumb. I don't know if Moses was like backing up his files. He was worried about hard drive failure or something, but you could probably tear pages at random from the first five books here for hours and still not destroy anything that isn't already somewhere else. It's ridiculous. And shewing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, and the Lord thy God hath as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. Got a phone going off here. Hold on, sorry. Okay. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy house. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out of thence through a mighty hand by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God, commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. It's the least you could do. honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord. He's just doing the Ten Commandments again. Why? Why is he doing them again? Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord giveth thee. Ah, thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery. I know I've said this before, but I love how he gets done reading all the important commandments, like, you know, not making idols and all that kind of BS. And then he's like, was there anything else? Let's see. Oh, yeah, don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery, blah, blah, blah. Like, all the, like, the only ones that are maybe important, he just is like, yeah, two words, you know, no, not kill. Nor adultery. No steal. Like, that's it. The other ones, he has all these words. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord God hath commanded thee, that by day be law. Like, with the thou shalt not kill, he could have at least said, he could have at least clarified, like I said before, like, what can't we kill? Can we kill, like, animals? Or, you know, like, all. He could have at least clarified. But No. Neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, nor covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, or his ox, or his ass, or anything else which I might remind you is not going to be working on the Sabbath day, or anything that is thy neighbor's. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire. There it is. Yeah. Of the cloud and of the thick darkness with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, then there was nobody associated with it. For the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. If there is anyone still sitting there listening to Moses talking at this point, it's because the part of their brain that controls getting the hell out of there has, like, exploded with boredom overload. There's, like, three people just, like, lying there, like, get me out of here. I can't move. It's just so boring. He just keeps saying the same thing. Oh, get him. Go. And then after a while, their brains are like, is there some way I can just shut down? Can I just, like, think myself to death? Oh, my gosh. No one is sitting here listening to this. There's no way. And he said, behold, the Lord our God hath shewed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth. So, pretty much it looks like the entire basis of this religion is that Moses started a fire and had somebody speak from behind the fire. That's it. That's just about all of it. Because if there was anything else, then he probably would have talked about it as though it was... You know, like, he keeps giving all the reasons why we should listen to God, and every single one of them is because of this voice that was in a fire. So, thinking that's probably all he did was, like, that one little trick. And is like, now remember, there was no body, so it was clearly God. And that seems about right. If you were to think, like, how would you fake that there's a God back in the day, that would be one of the things you'd think of. Like, well, start a fire and just speak. Get someone nobody knows who maybe has a nice voice, nice deep voice, and just talk from a hidden place and just say things. That'd do it. Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? I don't know. Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. The Lord heard the voice of your words when ye spake unto me. The Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Moses is just cycling through a number of different tactics here. He's really trying to get the people to do what God wants. And now he's like, yeah, God was saying to me just the other day, oh, I wish those people were strong enough to do everything I say and to never, never go against me. Oh, I wish they were just that good. You know, the people are like, oh, wait, no, we're that good. Oh, we can do that. Go say to them, get you in your tents again. But as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and all the statutes. Statutes. And the judgments which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God commandeth you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall or go backwards or diagonally. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Water break. Now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it. Oh my God, he said that so many times. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded thee. Thou hast, double yawn episode. Double yawn episode, that is outstanding. And thy son and thy son's son, and all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord thy God of the fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. I cannot believe that people look at this garbage. There are people in the world who look at this garbage and think it's real. Like, they think God really was talking to Moses. Don't you just hear this and think... I hear this and I think one thing. It's that Shakespeare quote, the lady doth protest too much. You know, it's like, why does he have to go on for pages and pages to say the same two things over and over? The God, there was a fire, and you shall listen to him, and make sure you listen to him, and there was a fire. And he told you these things, and make sure to listen to them, because he told you them in the fire. And listen to them, and he told you them in the fire. That's like, that was the entire reading, just now. That was it. What's with all the convincing and the imploring? It's too much. It's too much. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, or when thou liest up, or when thou risest down. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and upon the gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God hath brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abram, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou filledest not, and wells digged which thou diggedest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantedest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Well, Moses, you won't shut the hell up ever. How could we possibly forget? ever. Like, what? How could we forget this? I go to sleep and I have your idiot voice going in my brain about, like, not forgetting these things. We're not going to forget. Can we be done now? Also, I love this. I didn't even notice this when I read forth, but I love how he's saying, look, guys, when we're in that land that we've stolen, that the Lord hath given us, and you're enjoying all these, you know, these houses that you didn't build, wells you didn't even have to dig, vineyards you didn't plant, you know, and when you're eating all that, and then remember the Lord. It's like, wouldn't that make any person with any morals just horrified? Like, look, when you kill a bunch of people and you're enjoying all their stuff and all their things they planted and built, like, then you remember the Lord, because that's going to be pretty great. Like, I would have been like, no, that's horrible. I don't want to do that. God. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shalt swear by his name. He shall not go after other gods. Really? That is the first I've heard of this. That is the no other gods? Oh, Moses, you could have at least told us 30 or 40 times before this. Wow. Of the gods of the people which are round about you. Yeah, no gods from other people. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you. And parentheses. Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God as ye tempted him in Massah. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from hence, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. He just keeps saying the exact same thing over and over with slightly different words. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Oh, that's the end of today, and I really hope that it gets better and starts something. Like, I can't wait till the Bible goes from telling us what the Bible has already told us, to just telling us things. Like, just pick up some new characters, tell a different story. Please, anything. And I'm going to go lie down after reading that. So depressing. All right, well, hopefully it'll get better next time, guys. And thank you for listening. iTunes reviews as usual. Please, thank you for a couple more people did. Really appreciate it. And I think that, you know, my listeners keep growing, and I think it's because of that. So please keep it up. And thank you, guys, and I'll see you next week.